You are listening to Behind the Avatar, the podcast that gets to know the people behind the characters they play and what makes them tick. Hello, my name is Lita, and today I am chatting with Absana from Dark Moon Herald. Hello, how are you?
I'm great. I'm so happy to be here. How are you?
I'm going fantastic. I'm so glad to be able to sit down and have a chat with you. So let's start off. How long have you been playing World of Warcraft?
I started a little late in July 2009.
Okay.
And I always have to look that up. Nice. I can never remember. So I'm always like, okay, when did I hit level 10 here?
Nice. So before you came to playing WoW, did you play other games at all?
Yes. I think I've always been a big gamer. Mm-hmm. As a kid, I played Atari going way back.
Yeah.
Also showing my age. I was a big PC gamer as well. Played a lot of like real-time strategy.
Mm-hmm.
Like big, I remember, I've said this before, but playing so much Civilization 2 that I dreamed about it at night, you know, where your brain just can't turn it off.
Yeah.
Then I was really big into Diablo and Diablo 2.
Okay.
So that was before I had children, though. Mm-hmm. And so I actually stopped gaming for a little bit when I had two little children, like infant, mm-hmm. toddler stages.
Yeah. So then let's talk about how did you actually come to playing World of Warcraft?
Well, like I said, I was a huge Blizzard fan from the Diablo series.
Mm-hmm.
And so my kids were finally to the point where I wasn't afraid they were going to eat stuff off the floor if I turned my back for 2 minutes.
Yep.
So that's when I saw, you know, hey, there's this Blizzard game, World of Warcraft. It had been out for a number of years at that point, and I was ready to start gaming again. And from the moment that I went into this world, I thought Blizzard hit a home run with this. The things that I didn't like about Diablo 2 when I had left were all fixed.
Yeah.
So I was just amazed when I started up the game.
Yeah, awesome. Okay, so then, all right, on Twitter, we know you as Absana. So where did that name come from?
That actually was my main tune's name from Diablo 2.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like many geeks, we like those mythology names.
Yeah.
And Absana was a name I picked up from, let's see, it's a Thai mythological creature, a celestial nymph that's known for being in the sky and benevolence.
Okay.
So it's kind of odd, but nobody was using it. Now, if you Google it, I think there's a company and there are like actually a couple of people named Absana. Back then, nobody used it.
Yeah.
And so I just picked it up and then I could get it on any game that I played. So it just sort of stuck with me.
Nice.
And then when I was on Twitter, it was like 6 characters. So.
Yeah, exactly. Keep it simple. That's awesome. Okay, so when you go to naming a new character in WoW, are there things that influence you?
Oh, I am so boring. I started my first couple of characters and I just basically mixed my name with my kids' names.
Mm-hmm.
So my main is Cheryl-less. And my name is Sherry, and my daughter's name is Alyssa.
Yep.
And for some reason, I got into this thing with Alyssa. So I ended up going Cheryl-less, Errol-less, Ray-less, Zerol-less. It's very sad.
Oh, that's That is really cute. I love it. It's not as boring as being like, I name all mine pretty much Lilita. So they're just all different spellings. But yeah, it's like if you look up Lita, you'll see that'll be me. So that's awesome. All right. Do you remember the very first character you rolled?
Absolutely. I still have her. Yeah. I don't know what level she's at. She's probably teens or 20s. But I decided, you know, going into a new world, I wanted something that wasn't squishy. Mm-hmm. So I figured a warrior. And so I went human just because, yeah, human was nice and pretty bland and boring. And I shouldn't say that because I know lots of people who love humans. Yeah. So I ended up going with a human warrior, but I did not stay with her.
Okay. So then you've still got her on your account?
I do.
Okay.
Yes, I do.
Oh, awesome. All right. Then
I can't delete her. Yeah. She was the first.
Exactly. Oh, I understand that. Okay. Do you remember the very first guild that you were in and what they were called?
Okay. This is pretty funny. Yes, I remember the first guild because I'm still in it.
Wow, yes. Really? Awesome.
Yes. It's Forgotten Legion on Fenris. And I just really found a home there. And, you know, some of the members have changed over the years. But my guild leader is just such a great person and always so fair. And, you know, it's always a good environment, and there isn't some of the goofy things that go on in other guilds just, I think, aren't as tolerated. And but it's all still supportive. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's just been a really good place for me. What? So I've stayed with them.
Awesome. That is so unusual to hear that. That is fantastic. Wow.
I guess I'm a joiner.
No, that blows me away because you don't often hear that. So how fantastic is that? Wow. That's very cool. Okay. So then let me ask you this. Have you played every class?
Ooh. I don't know. That's interesting. I've at least taken, I think, every class up into the teens. Mm-hmm. I haven't been serious about every class.
Yeah.
But I've at least taken every class into the teens.
All right.
You know, some I love more than others, but I always seem to come home to the main, which is a hunter.
Okay. And so your hunter is your favorite because of what?
I just like the gameplay. Mm-hmm. I really, and I have this thing for Draenei females. I just love them. Yeah.
She's very so cute.
She is very cute. She is, I love her. Very them. Cute.
Yes. I saw the photo that you sent of her, which will be up on the show's blog. But she is so cute. I was like, oh, and I like the transmog you've got on her as well. Very nice.
Yeah, I like the fire theme. I actually have when we first started with the transmog,
yep.
I got one of the figure prints of her.
Oh, nice.
So I love that. It's on my desk. Treasure it.
Lovely. Okay. Then let me ask you this question. You've been playing World of Warcraft now for, you know, for quite some time. What aspects of the game do you most enjoy when you play WoW?
There are so many things. I love the variety. I mean, mm-hmm. really, if you feel like doing something different, there's something different or new almost all the time. And, but man, I'll tell you, I love achievements. and it's not that I even have, you know, that many. I mean, my goodness, my guild leader, the person I was talking about earlier, yep. Thielen, he's like got amazing achievements, and I'm nowhere near that. But I love them. They're so much fun. It's like working toward it, and then a little ding. I don't know. It makes me happy.
It's a little buzz, don't you think? Yeah, it's that little buzz of oh my gosh, I've got that. I've achieved that part of you know, trying for so long to do something. So, no, I thoroughly understand that. Awesome. So is there anything else like that? That's your top factor, but is there anything else that really gets you into the game?
Oh, I like pet battles. I don't, you know, want to do them all the time, but I've enjoyed those. Those were a surprise. I wasn't expecting to be like wowed by those, but those are pretty darn entertaining.
Okay.
I love to collect mounts just because it's fun.
Yeah.
I feel like a little kid saying that, but
no,
they're just so pretty.
They are. They are. What is your favorite mount?
What is that? The blood bathe. Oh, what's the name? Oh Lord, Vanquisher. The dragon that is skeletal. Blood bathed frost brewed vanquisher. Sorry, nice. Brain failed there for a minute, but I love that. So look, I just said how cute they are, and I'm riding around on a dead dragon, but that one's really special.
Yep. Oh, that's awesome. Excellent. Okay, so now this might be a really tough question, but what's your most memorable moment from playing World of Warcraft?
Ooh, that's tough.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything that really sticks out?
Well, I would say there was... All right, this is kind of a... I was really tempted to say when I got my Violet Protodrick, but that's a little too easy. I think one of the moments that stands out is I was very new to the game.
Yeah.
And I was fishing. Yes, fishing.
Awesome.
This is why
I love you. I knew there was things I loved about you. Awesome.
Yeah, I'm fishing in Northrend. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I fish up Mr. Pinchy.
Oh, nice.
And I didn't know about him.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I fished him up, it was like this like amazing surprise and this cool little pet. And then also in the box, there was like this huge, like, it was like Mr. Pinchy on a grand scale. And so yeah. I went to Stormwind and used it. And it was like this giant crab protector. And nobody had seen it before. Yeah. And like everybody's in Stormwind's like, what is that? I'm like, this is awesome.
Yep.
And I don't think there were as many usable items back then. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I thought that was really cool.
Oh, that's a really good story. I love that. That's awesome. Okay, Mr. Pinchy. Oh, very nice.
I love him. I love him to this day.
Yes. Yeah, I know. He was so much fun to fish up. So much fun. Okay, so when you sit down to play WoW, what's a typical sort of login playtime like for you? Do you have rituals? Is there anything that you have to do, you know, in a certain order, or do you just go with the flow?
It's a little different now. I think things have changed for me a lot lately. In real life, I entered a PhD program and I'm still working. Mm-hmm. So I'm really busy.
Yeah.
And so I, at one point, you know, I would basically Valor Cap every week.
Yeah.
And now that's not realistic for me. So that's really changed my gameplay. And so a lot of times now I feel like I'm no longer on that cutting edge. Since I'm not able to keep up the pace and I don't have a schedule where I can commit to raiding like I've done in the past, now I find a lot of joy in like leveling my alts.
Yeah.
And so typically now I work on a particular alt and then I'll do a little bit on the auction house and maybe work on some achievements on my main. So that's probably typically what I'm doing lately.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you have found that over the years of you playing WoW, that your play time has drastically changed?
Yeah, definitely. I think before I took on additional responsibilities, I had a lot more free time, mm-hmm. and could devote a lot more time within the game.
Yeah.
And so now, because I'm a little more pinched on the schedule side, I haven't gone into LFR for a while.
Yeah.
For a few months, mm-hmm. at least. And that's because, frankly, I'm like, I'm gonna spend an hour or 45 minutes, you know, doing with a bunch of strangers for a chance at armor, and it just doesn't quite seem worth it to mm-hmm. me. It's like there are too many other things that I would rather do.
Yeah, no, thoroughly understand that. Okay, so then what is the thing that keeps you coming back to playing WoW?
Probably a tie between lore and gameplay.
Mm-hmm.
Because, okay. Yeah, I really do enjoy the stories within WoW, the lore, the mythology. But then at the same time, I mean, I'm a gamer, so I mean the game. Blizzard has really pulled off a brilliant game here.
Yeah.
The very fact that this game is still going 10 years,
mm-hmm.
that's unheard of, obviously.
Yeah.
So I think that, you know, that's not an accident. Mm. I think they've made some very, very good business decisions, and they really, really know how to keep people interested.
Yeah. Do you find that, you know, we're coming to the end of an expansion now? Do you find yourself getting, well, maybe bored at all? Or do you find that you've still got things that you like to log into the game to do, like your alts, etc.?
I'm definitely not bored. Mm-hmm. I've got so many undone things because my time has been so pinched.
Yeah.
There are so many achievements out there calling my name. Mm-hmm. I definitely want to continue on. And, you know, I don't want to say I'm a completionist, but yeah, there's like tons of stuff. Every time that I'm in game, there's always something to do. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, I may get bored with like one particular thing.
Yeah.
Like if I'm leveling my mage and I'm bored with it, then I put her down and I do something else.
Mm-hmm.
It's like life's too short. Let's do what's fun in game.
Exactly. Okay. So out of the achievements that you've achieved, what would be your most favorite that you've obtained?
The one that gave me my salty title.
Awesome. That,
I can't help it.
Yeah.
It was like winning that darn fishing tournament. Yeah. I mean, I tried for a few times there. Yeah. So.
Did you get the one in Stranglethorn or the one in Northrend?
It was Stranglethorn.
Yay. Awesome. Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That was a trial.
Yeah, and you know, the funny thing was that the day that I won, I had it actually down, you know, to timing where I could tell when I was very close to winning,
mm-hmm.
and I was doing really bad. I was like off by like 2 minutes off my best time.
Yeah.
And it was kind of funny because my daughter was like, I'm like, oh, I'm not going to win. I'm not going to win. And she's like, keep going. Nobody's won.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, okay. Yeah. And I won. So it's not just about like, you know, how fast you are, but also about what's the competition like.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, RNG, because you could, you know, fish into the pool and you wouldn't pull out, you know, you wouldn't pull out the fish, you'd pull out a box or some some herb or something else. So you sit there and you're just like, ah, just give me the fish.
Well, I'm still saying, give me the turtle mount. I still don't have the turtle mount.
Oh,
it's like, how is that possible?
Wow. You know, you can fish over on Dark Moon Fair.
Yes.
There's a place there. Dark Moon Fair's on at the moment, too. So,
Yeah, I was just there today.
Were you? Awesome. I love yes. going to Dark Moon Fair. But anyway, we'll get back to you. So is there anything that you would like to see Blizzard implement into WoW?
Let's see. Definitely what I want is I want the closet. Mm-hmm. And I've mentioned that before on our podcast, I believe, mm-hmm. and maybe on Rich Fisher's cast also, Horde for Life. But I would really like a place where I can store transmog that's not going to take up my entire bank. Mm-hmm. And then, and I know everybody says void storage, but I would also like it to be a place where you could like arrange outfits.
Yeah, that would be so good.
You've kind of got that now, you know, you can kind of put things together and see how they'll look, but it would be really nice just to have different storage for all of the transmog gear.
Yeah.
But I'm greedy, so.
No, I think that's a fair call. I mean, since they've bought the transmog into the game, it's certainly opened up. I know probably 3/4 worth of my whole bank on my warlock is transmog gear, and I can't get rid of any. It's like,
I know, it's all special.
I know, exactly. So it's like, please give me something else. So I thoroughly know how you feel. Okay.
Yes, bring back Have Group Will Travel.
Oh, yes.
Because I stand by what I said when they took it away. It's a mistake. Mm-hmm. It's a mistake. Yeah. They should bring it back.
Second that, yes. Okay. All right. Now, I want to talk a little bit about something that you do outside of the game, but involves the game. And you've got some podcasts that you do. And I want to know, so you've got Dark Moon Herald and Warcraft Well Read. How did you get into podcasting?
Oh, it's kind of funny. I've been a podcast fan for years and years.
Yeah.
Because when I started playing Warcraft, I was really the only person that I knew who played Warcraft.
Yeah.
And so I think to try, you know, to feel like I had some camaraderie outside of guild folk, I started listening to podcasts. Mm-hmm. And so I really loved podcasts. I mean, the beauty of the medium is that anybody can do it. Of course, that's also the problem with the medium, that mm-hmm. anybody can do it. Mm-hmm. So, I definitely always loved podcasts, and in particular Warcraft podcasts. Mm-hmm. But I actually thought there was no way that I would ever do a World of Warcraft podcast.
Yeah.
I really didn't. But I was very interested in podcasting, so I actually started a different podcast that has nothing to do with World of Warcraft.
Mm-hmm.
It was about crime.
Oh, that's which is, right.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I started this like non-Warcraft podcast, and I at the time I was friends with Skolnick from Warcraft Less Traveled,
mm-hmm.
and he was just a great friend to me and showed me how to use Audacity.
Yeah.
And really was such a great help in me getting my own podcast set up.
Yeah.
He's a really good friend of mine. And he actually told me about this podcast he was listening to.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a podcast that Kevin from Dark Moon Herald was involved, and it was prior to the start of Dark Moon Herald.
Mm-hmm.
And I started listening to this podcast that Kevin was a host
yep.
for, and I thought it was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It was called the Powwow Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought they were great. Yep. I thought they were fresh. I thought they were, I just thought they had like this energy about them that was really special. And so I just started like retweeting them, and they had like hardly any Twitter followers.
Yeah.
It's like nobody knew about them.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought the quality was there.
Yeah.
And I will say that's something that attracts me to a podcast, is if there is attention to sound quality.
Mm-hmm.
If there is attention to, you know, like making good bumpers,
mm-hmm.
it's like, I like that stuff.
Yeah.
And so I thought these guys were really, really good. And so I started listening to them, and I'd, you know, I'll retweet and say, hey, you guys got to hear this, you know, to my Twitter followers.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to BlizzCon and I got to meet Kevin and Skolnick all in person.
Wow.
And I love those guys. Other than Kevin's horde. Which, yeah. Yeah, he gave me trouble when we first met. So I gave him trouble back. Yeah. I won't say, this has got a clean tag, so I won't tell you what I told him.
Oh, we can guess.
Oh. Awesome. But the podcast that Kevin was a part of, that Joe, his former host, they ended up parting ways.
Mm-hmm.
And so Kevin was looking to really start a fresh new podcast.
Yeah.
And basically call, and I had guest hosted on Powwow Podcast with Skolnick.
Mm-hmm.
And he basically called and asked me to do this. And I'm like, you're crazy. Host a podcast about Warcraft?
Yeah.
It kind of blew my mind, because it's like, I don't feel like I'm terribly, you know, expert at anything. I really love Warcraft, but I don't feel particularly, you know, special.
Yeah.
Like that people would actually want to hear what I say about it. And Kevin said, do you love Warcraft? And I'm like, yes. Yeah, I really love Warcraft. And he's like, do you have an opinion? Well, you know, I got an opinion. He's like, then that's all you need.
That's all you need. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So I agreed, but I was very noncommittal. I was like, okay, I'll do a couple shows with you. And we've kept going.
Yes, you have. How cool is that? So what was it, episode 61? Is that right?
I'm not even sure.
Terrible. I think it was. I'm just trying to have a quick look. But yeah, so you've been going for quite some time. It's awesome. So then tell me about Warcraft Well Read. And can I just say that the newest episode, scary, because I just started reading Vol'jin. So I was like, you had me at Vol'jin. So that was pretty much it. So talk to me and tell me a bit about that one.
Okay, well, we were, you know, going strong on Dark Moon Herald. Mm-hmm. And I had been friends with Skolnick for some time at this point. And he and I had talked on numerous occasions about doing a book club podcast, but we really hadn't talked about a Warcraft book club.
Mm-hmm.
We were just like, oh, we both like to read books. I'm a huge fan of Audible. I read regular books and I listen to audiobooks all the time. I'm just always, you know, I'd rather listen to a book in my car than the radio.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So we had kicked around this idea, I'm telling you, for months.
Yeah.
We just kept talking about it. And then it came together, and it was like, you know what? Well, we wanted to do something together. I have such great respect for him. I think that he, with Warcraft Less Traveled, I think that really is an amazing cast.
Mm. Oh, definitely.
But in terms of quality, yeah. I mean, the writing, the feel of it, the research that goes into it.
Yeah.
I had a lot of respect for him. And you know, I think sometimes people – don't think of podcasters as artists.
Yeah.
But when I listen to Warcraft Less Travel, I really think of that as art.
Yeah, that's true.
It's just so well put together. Mm. And so I kind of felt a little fangirlish, like, oh, can I really podcast with Skolnick Kevin? But you know, we came up with this idea, and we really the podcast part of it really almost seemed secondary.
Yeah.
Because we wanted to read the books.
Yeah.
And we were like, let's read the books and let's try to get other people to read them with us because it's more fun that way.
Yeah.
And so we decided at the outset of that project that as long as we were having a good time reading the books and talking about the books, and that, you know, that was really all we were trying to do. Mm-hmm. We weren't concerned with, you know, how many listeners we had or, you know, who's promoting it or mm-hmm. anything like that. It's really about just enjoying the books.
Yeah.
And he actually, at this last BlizzCon, Skolnick had some t-shirts made that say Warcraft Well Read.
Yeah.
And he brought one to me. And I had left it in my hotel room, and we met Christy Golden.
Yeah.
Yeah. And when we were meeting Christy Golden, he was wearing his Warcraft Well Read shirt.
Yep.
And Christy Golden said, oh, I love that shirt. And she said, can I get one? And I looked at Skolnick. And I'm like, it's Christy Golden asking for our shirt.
Yeah.
I'm going to go get my shirt and give it to her. So wow. I went back to my hotel room and I gave the shirt to Christy Golden, and she actually tweeted the other day that she was wearing it. Oh, so I thought that was really pretty cool. Very especially because cool. we're going to do the next book that we're reading is The Shattering.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which I've actually read before, and it's just a brilliant book, but again, yeah. by Christy Golden.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. If, I don't know whether I should ask you this, but I'm going to see what you say. Out of the Warcraft authors, who's your favorite?
You know, that's really hard. I really love most of the books that I've read.
Yep.
I think that it's really hard for me to say. I don't know if I want to name just one.
They all bring a different aspect to the lore, to the storytelling, I find. So,
well, yeah. I mean, we love Christy Golden, and yes, it was pretty thrilling that she, you know, that we got to meet her. And that's mm-hmm. actually, I think, the second time I've met her.
Yeah.
But the authors that Blizzard uses are just, they're so accessible and friendly.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been a real pleasure meeting them.
Yeah.
At BlizzCons. So I got to meet Richard Knack,
mm-hmm.
I think, at the 2011 BlizzCon.
Okay.
Too.
Oh, so, nice. Awesome. Wow. That's very cool.
Was that good enough at avoiding the question?
Yes, that's fine.
I love them all. Don't make me pick a favorite. Yeah. It's Sophie's choice.
No, that's cruel. That was just a last minute quick throw in question. So, okay. Well, thanks for sharing about that. That's very exciting about both shows. So I will have links up on the blog for people if they want to go and check you out. And you're both of them are on iTunes and Stitcher Radio.
Yes, they are.
Awesome. Okay. All right. Now, I've got a few more questions for you. So my next one is, what is one skill that you've learned through playing WoW that you now use in real life?
I think I can get along with just about anyone. I think that cooperation
mm-hmm.
and you know, really working as a team is something that Warcraft can really, you know, teach a person.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, if you engage in any kind of raiding, then you've got to learn your role as well as other people's roles.
Yeah.
You know, to really pull off some of the timing of some of the fights within raids. Mm-hmm. So certainly working as a team and really, you know, watching out for your teammates.
Awesome. Okay. Well, I've got some quick questions for you. Are you ready?
Okay.
Okay. Favorite color?
Purple.
Favorite food?
Gosh, chocolate.
Great answer. Favorite movie?
Oh, man. Okay. I am going to say The Matrix or Terminator 2.
Okay. What about favorite sports team?
St. Louis Cardinals.
Mm-hmm. Favorite book?
Ooh, that's hard. That's really hard. Favorite book?
Yeah.
Let's see. Gosh, all of my favorites are going to be super weird. I really liked this book called The Sparrow by Mary Doria Russell. Mm-hmm. And I liked that one because she was extremely good at, like, world building. Okay. It's kind of a science fiction thing, but it's also a little bit violent because that's the other thing is there's a lot of violence in the books I like.
Okay.
I also really enjoyed Jose Saramago's Blindness, which was made into a movie that I didn't see. Mm-hmm. But that particular book, I think the writing style kind of just blew my mind because the characters in the book are blind.
Yeah.
And the writing, it almost felt like you were blind too. And I thought that was really an amazing achievement for that author to get me to that place.
Okay. That sounds really interesting. All right. What about favorite drink?
Okay. Non-alcoholic Coke Zero. Alcoholic, champagne.
Okay. Favorite TV show?
Ooh. Okay, so I can answer anything.
Whatever's your favorite.
Okay, so like old stuff, I'd go like Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Mm-hmm. Like currently, I'm watching The Walking Dead.
Okay.
I don't know if I want to call that my favorite. Zombies.
Yeah, zombies. All right. Favorite ice cream flavor?
Oh, I'm not much of an ice cream person, so it's probably going to be something boring like vanilla.
Okay. All right. What about out of all the books you've read, all the authors that you've read, who would be your absolute favorite author?
Oh, that's so hard. I don't know. I really, really don't know. Okay. I don't think I can pick a favorite. Okay. Oh, I'm so terrible. I'm dodgy.
Yeah, that's okay. That's all right. What about favorite type of coffee?
Okay. I buy many types of coffee, but mm-hmm. I'm going to go with a light to medium roast whole bean so I can grind it myself.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you go. That wasn't too scary. You did well. Very good. All right. Now, I'm going to ask you a really tough question now because, well, I don't know if you know, but I kind of like my little battle pets and my companion pets. So mm-hmm. I always like to finish off asking what your favorite companion or battle pet is.
I am willing to bet that you can guess it. It is the magical Crawdad.
Yes.
He is unstoppable. I love that guy.
Yeah.
He's in my formation like nearly every time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I love him. And I've leveled so many pets just with him out there like kicking butt.
Yeah. Very nice. Very nice. So do you have have you leveled very many of your pets?
I'm not sure how many level 25s I have.
Mm-hmm.
I'm definitely working on those achievements because they're very frustrating since they're only 5 points. Yeah. But I don't like that.
Yeah, I know. It's annoying, isn't it? You think, I've worked really, really hard and you're only giving me 5 points. Not fair. Awesome.
But I don't have the world safari. Is that what the one is where you collect everything, basically? I don't have that yet. I think I have one continent complete, and then I have a couple that are pretty close.
Okay. Awesome. Well, that's the one that'll give you the safari hat.
Yes. I
Yeah.
want to collect them all.
Yeah. It's really good because every single toon gets you that safari hat. So my level one banker wears her safari hat with her, with her dinner suit. So she looks freaky. So she looks really special. So yeah, I just love using that. But yeah, that's good fun. So good luck. You must let me know when you get that achievement. So that's awesome. Now, the other thing, being that your main is a hunter, what's your favorite hunter pet?
Okay, my favorite, I don't use as much anymore, but I love him. All right, I admit it. I have total feelings of love for pixels on a screen. And it was the first pet. I had tamed him like at level, and I stuck with this pet for just forever. I used him for so long. It is one of the Stranglethorn tigers. And I was so, this is so lame, but his name is Stripe.
His name is Stripe. Oh, that's awesome.
Yes. But I love him so much, and I know this is really sad, but it's because I really wanted a pet tiger when I was a little girl. And I'm like, I want, now I get a pet tiger. So I
I
like him.
understand.
And I also like Sambas, the lion, and it's because I just, staked out and waited for him for so long, and I love the big cats. What can I say?
I agree. Sambas is my favorite on my hunter. So, and I'm a Leo in real life. So,
Me too.
awesome. That is so cool. So, I think I was flying over on my priest where it spawns, and NPC went off, and I just logged. Swapped over and I went charging and I got him. So yeah, I was like so excited. I've been
That's
wanting him for
awesome.
ages. Yeah, so I understand the love of cats because I have quite a few on my hunter as well. But how did you get the green? What's the one up in where are we in Fellwood? The green and orange striped one? Did you get that one?
Oh, no, I haven't. And I'll tell you, I'm like the worst hunter. Like, I don't collect pets. I'm so weird. I realize this. It's like people have had to tell me, you need a core hound. Go get one. Okay.
And you just say,
Because every once in a while you need a core hound.
Yeah, that's awesome. Okay. All right. Well, look, I want to say thank you so much for coming and chatting with me today. It's been an absolute pleasure. So, would you like to tell everyone how they can get in contact with you?
Sure. The best place to get a hold of me is on Twitter, and my Twitter handle is Apsana, APSANA.
Excellent. And I'll have the links for all of that on Behind the Avatar's blog page. So if you want to find where she is, I will point you in the right direction. So, Absana, thank you, thank you, thank you so much for chatting with me today. I really do appreciate it.
No, thank you for having me on.
Do you know that on any given week there are over 50 World of Warcraft podcasts releasing a new episode? Hi, I'm Ro, and if you're looking for new shows or just want to be updated with what's happening with your favorites, then Realm Maintenance is a show you won't want to miss. Realm Maintenance is a WoW podcast that focuses on all of the other WoW podcasts out there. Each week you'll hear an interview with hosts from a featured show, as well as a rundown of news and events happening with many other WoW podcasts in the community. As for WoW news itself, well, you'll get the short version as I break down the past week's headlines in under 80 seconds. You can find the show on iTunes, Stitcher, and at realm-maintenance.com, and a new episode is released every Tuesday. You can also find a podcast directory and a guide to when and where many shows live stream the recording of their next episode. When the servers go down, I'll tell you what's up. Follow the show on Twitter at Realm Podcast.
You can find Behind the Avatar podcast on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. You can contact the show by sending an email to behindtheavatar@gmail.com. Also, you can follow me on Twitter at LadyWow and the show at Behind the Avatar. Also, for things geeky, you can listen to Ben, Steve, and myself on Geektopia podcast and follow us on Twitter at Geektopia Show. You can also find me with Aprillian, Tidra, and Rogue Slayer on Control Alt WoW. Follow the show at Control Alt WoW and check us out live every week. Behind the Avatar is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Lita, copyright 2013. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment and other contributors. Audios used belong to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his music at incomnitech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.